VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. What a terrible act it is to injure and kill so many people there with such brutality. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz laid flowers at a church door after visiting the scene of a car ramming attack in the German city of Magdeburg on Saturday that left at least five people dead. More than 200 people were injured, many of them seriously, when a man drove his car in the Christmas market on Friday night. Scholz said it was a terrible act and that he was worried about the critically injured. Kathleen Schade is a Magdeburg resident.
Unbelievably sad. It's unbelievable. I feel shocked. There are no words, no suitable words.
Police said they arrested a 50-year-old psychiatry and psychotherapy specialist from Saudi Arabia, the suspected driver of the car, who has been living in Germany for almost two decades. Der Spiegel reported that the suspect had sympathized with the far-right Alternative for Germany party. A projectile fired from Yemen struck Israel's commercial hub of Tel Aviv early Saturday, wounded 16 people, the military and emergency service provider said. Gaza Civil Defense Rescue Agency reported that an Israeli airstrike Friday in the northern part of the territory killed 10 members of a family, including seven children. Ukraine has brought the war into the heart of Russia with drone attacks that Russian authorities said damaged residential buildings in the city of Kazan, some 600 miles from the front line. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The press service of the city's governor said that eight drones attacked the city. Local authorities said that there were no casualties. Moscow sent 113 drones into Ukraine overnight into Saturday, according to Ukrainian officials, all of which were shot down or lost, likely having been electronically jammed. Kharkiv's regional governor said eight people were wounded Friday night in drone attacks. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.